بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب الشفاعة الحمد لله This is the 30th chapter and this is regarding intercession. قال الله تعالى من يشفع شفاعة حسنة يكون له نصيب منها. That person who intercedes on behalf of some person in a beautiful manner shall receive a full share thereof. The word shafa'a comes from the Arabic word ash-shaf'u. Shaf'u in Arabic means even. In other words, one is odd, two is even, three is odd, four is even. In other words, a person was alone and now he's got somebody to intercede on his behalf. So he's got a partner. So he relies on this partner now, or this friend of his, whoever this person is, who has joined him to intercede on his behalf regarding any matter. Sometimes a person requires something, but he cannot go directly to the person who is in charge of that particular thing. So he goes via another person who will intercede on his behalf. That person will go to this person and say, this brother requires something, can you assist him? So this person, the second person, is interceding on behalf of the first person who is in need. This is very, very liked by Sharia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates a person's effort in this way, that you are trying to assist your Muslim brother. وعن أبي موسى العشري رضي الله تعالى قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أتاه طالب حاجة أقبل على جلسائه فقال اشفعوا توجروا ويقضي الله على لسان نبيه ما أحب متفق عليه وفي رواية ما شاء. Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu, when a person would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, talibu haja, a person who requires something, he needs something from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would come. So sometimes he would sit there and he didn't have the courage to come directly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So probably he would look at some of the Sahaba, that somebody could intercede on his behalf, maybe he would have spoken to some person, that can you help me, can you go and speak to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Rasulullah noticed this, that sometimes a person is coming, he's afraid, doesn't have the courage to come directly, he's asking one of you to come and ask me. So Rasulullah saw this and he said, Akbar, Akbar ala julasa'i. He turned to his sahaba and he said, ishfa'u, intercede on the man's behalf. He's got some need, come and ask me, intercede on his behalf. This much you will definitely get, tujaru, you will get reward. Whether this person's need is met or not, the fact that you are interceding on his behalf, for your intercession, for you coming and asking me, Ya Rasulullah, this person has got a need, immediately you will get rewarded. وَيَقْضِ اللَّهُ عَلَى لِسَانِ نَبِيهِ مَا أَحَبَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then decide via the tongue of the Nabi whatever Allah wishes to give that person. So if Allah wishes to give that person, Allah will make Rasulullah tell the Sahaba, okay, give him that particular item, give him a camel, give him some money, whatever it is. But this much, because you interceded on his behalf, you will be rewarded. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما في قصة بريرة وزوجها رضي الله عنهما. This is the story of Barira رضي الله تعالى. She was a slave girl and she was married to Mughith. He was a slave. And then the laws of Islam came that when a slave girl gets her freedom, so she was in the home of one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then she got her freedom. The moment she gets her freedom, the law of the masala is that she has got the right now, whether she wishes, she has an option to remain in the marriage of that slave or not. In other words, she has got a complete freedom, so she's got the right to remain in the nikah or not. So Barira radiallahu ta'ala anha, قال لها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو راجعته. When she got this freedom and she got the option to remain in Mughith's nikah, she decided not to remain in his nikah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his uncle Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anha comes to him, Ya Rasulullah sallam, we find Mughith, he is wandering the streets of Medina, he's going behind Barira, he wants her. That was his wife previously, he still wants her and she doesn't want him anymore. So if you intercede on his behalf, then maybe Barira will accept him. So Rasulullah goes to her, لَوْ رَاجَعْتِهِ. Why don't you take your husband back? قَالَتْ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُنِي. She asked, O Messenger of Allah, is this your command? If it's your command, I'll immediately abide by your command. But if it's not your command, then I would not want to. So Rasulullah said, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْفَعَ. But I'm only interceding. So the command, the man is desperately still, he wants you, and he does not want to separate from you, and he loves you very dearly, all the time, barira, barira, barira. So, I'm only interceding on his behalf. قَالَتْ لَا حَاجَةَ لِي فِيهِ. She didn't want him. She said, I don't have any need regarding Mughith. So she was not against Rasulullah. It was, he was only interceding. But she had reasons for not going back to Mughith. The point here is that Rasulullah interceded on her behalf. So sometimes a person can go directly to a person in who he requires his help, his assistance. He goes via another person. The other person should still try and assist as long as it is something which is permissible. In matters of haram, a person cannot intercede. There's an incident of a woman, her name was Fatima, from the Makhzumi tribe, and she had stolen some item, and of course now her hand had to be chopped off. So her family was very, very worried. So they come to Usama radiallahu ta'ala, because he was very, very close to Rasulullah sallam. Rasulullah loved him a lot, like how Rasulullah loved his father Zayd radiallahu ta'ala. So they tell him, why don't you go make intercede on her behalf? So Usama radi went, Ya Rasulullah, she made a mistake and now this is the penalty. If you pardon her. Rasulullah became very upset. أَتَشْفَعُ فِي حَدٍ مِّنْ حُدُودِ اللَّهِ. When Allah has made a had, a penalty, lazim and binding, you are interceding regarding that had of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah has mentioned clearly in the Quran, this is the punishment for this. Rasulullah then said, even if my Fatima had to steal, I would have cut her hands. This is the justice in Islam. The point is here again, that you cannot intercede on something which is haram. You intercede on behalf of the person regarding something which is halal. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.